Good morning. It is 9:35. Earl Brooker for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show today. And we've been talking about athletes, the way that things fall out as far as their actions are concerned. And we'll be getting back to Tracy in just a second. Want to pass along the fact that Fox News is talking about the emails reveal that there are ties to the Clinton Foundation. So the emails that there's nothing to see here, there's nothing to see here, reveal Clinton Foundation ties. So we'll see where that goes. I thought it was kind of funny. We'll get to this later on in the show. But Hillary talking about how her emails are boring. And so they found a few more. What's the big deal? I think that few more was 15,000, I think is the number that I heard. So it's not exactly a little bit, but we'll get to that later in the show. Right now, we're going to go back to Tracy. Let me just set this up, Tracy, so people know where we are. Again, talked about Ryan Lochte in the last half hour, also a high school athlete that had a rape charge set aside so that he could enjoy a college experience. And again, on the basis that we've all made mistakes when we were 17, 18, and 19 years old, according to the person's attorney. And what you were talking about, Tracy, just before we went to the news, we ran out of time, and I apologize for that. You're talking about that you are aware of a special needs child that I believe you said was 15 years old.
Yeah.
That did something inappropriate. And that's where we had to kind of leave the story until after the news. So if you can pick that up from there. And I think I know where you're going, and but I want to hear it from you first, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. And like I don't know, obviously, the whole story because it was very painful for my friend. And he did something inappropriate, and because he didn't completely understand – the girl was being nice to him, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to do something, and she said no to his advances. He stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the girl was shooken up like she should be.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend was mortified. I mean, their parents were mortified.
Yep.
And they went through the process, and he ended up as a registered sex offender for his life.
Mm-hmm.
They took him out of the home, and he had to go up to a special school, and he wasn't able to graduate with his classmate. You name it. I mean, it was horrible.
Now,
he did wrong.
Right.
I mean,
And you're probably going to be surprised what I'm about to say to you, Tracy, okay? Because I figured that this is where you were going. You mentioned this as a 15-year-old that had some challenges.
Yes.
And the thing that I will wholeheartedly agree with you on is the sex offender list is that there is no gray area, okay? And perhaps, and I shouldn't say perhaps, that very likely, I think, needs to be changed. I can tell you, and I think you'll find this to be a similar story to what you just relayed, and that is that I happen to live across the street from a park, okay? And we used to have, when I was on the city council, we would have annual meetings at the park just to talk about, you know, legal aspects that were going on. And the officer even said there was a sexual assault in the park. But before you get nervous about that, and it turned out it was a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old, and it was consensual, even though consent could not be granted, obviously. We all know the law that way. And the fact is the boy was 17, and he ended up on a sex offender list. And my question is, and I think that's where you were going with your comment, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Tracy, but the fact is that not every situation is the same, especially when it comes to that sex offender registration list.
Right,
that,
I agree.
So despite the fact of that I'm kind of bashing on the leniency giving to this person who I deem as an adult at 18 years old and that he needs to experience the college experience.
Which is exact.
Thank you, Tracy. That's exactly my thoughts is that it is ridiculous. But I think that's where we're going with this is that and I don't disagree with you that there needs to be those sex offender registration lists need to be looked at. And again, I realize that as soon as you put exceptions in place, there's opportunity for abuse of that system. However, if they would do it on an individual basis and perhaps let the judges decide whether or not they end up on a sex registration list rather than making it automatic, maybe that'd be a better, you know, a way to approach it, because I don't disagree with you that the instance that you're talking about, I think, did mess up a 15-year-old's life for the rest of his life.
Right. Well, he already has challenges, and I'm not giving him an excuse.
No, there's...
Now on the list makes his life even that more difficult, and I'm not forgetting about the young girl.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, they were mortified for this girl. They knew the parents. They knew the girl. And even her parents were against it.
Mm-hmm.
But he went through intensive therapy. I mean, everything. And they talked through it together, and they didn't want him on that list.
Yep, and I can't blame him, because, like you said, it will follow them forever. Thanks a lot for the call, Tracy. Appreciate you listening on the stream. You said you're in South Dakota, is that right?
It was in North Dakota.
North Dakota, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate that, Tracy, and thank you for the phone call. Numbers here, 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360, to Jerry on the road. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Earl. How are you today?
Doing okay. Yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good.
You have so many different opinions on the sex offender law, but you have to turn around and look at a 60-year-old president that has been raping women and molesting women for years, and look at nothing happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
But make a 17-year-old kid do something stupid, and they're going to throw the book at him. Kind of ridiculous.
Well, and I understand that we certainly I don't think are letting Bill or Hillary off the hook in either case. But you're right that it's treated differently, and it shouldn't be in that instance. That it should not be.
Yeah, anybody of power or a certain name, they can do bloody murder, mm-hmm. really, and get away with it.
Yep, it's in that respect.
Not the way our society was not designed that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jerry, you're going to dovetail our conversation right into where I was going. So thank you very much for the call. And one of the points that I wanted to make with you, he talked about, you know, of people in power and that sort of thing. The thing that I have the biggest deal about with athletes is that if you are good at what you do, there's always coaches and people that are, you know, and I, you know, I'm all for the, yeah, they deserve a second chance, this, that, and the other thing. However, from the time kids are in Pop Warner football, when they're, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, if you're a good Pop Warner football player and, you know, maybe the team rule is your hair doesn't hang over your ear or doesn't touch your ear, and the guy that's the good athlete, his hair is over his ear, but hey, he's a good athlete. We gotta make room for him. We can't worry about his hair. We gotta let him play. I know of an instance of a youth hockey player who, at a very young age, had all kinds of alcohol and drug problems. Oh, but we gotta let him play. He's just so good. And it was a very eye-opening experience for me when I saw that happen firsthand. And the fact is that you start when they're young, and then when they're in middle school, okay, whatever might be the case, they're playing basketball or they're playing football, and they do something that's not, you know, not real serious, but certainly against the rules, and somebody gets them out of it. And then the athletes, and it's not all athletes, I'm not going to group people together, but from a guy looking on the outside, I can't tell you that I'm an athlete with privilege. I broke my arm in three places the second day of contact in eighth grade playing football, decided I would do something else. So, but the fact is that look at Mr. Hernandez, who is a tight end or was a tight end for the New England Patriots. I got to believe that through his entire course of life, he had people that always got him out of trouble. apparently murdering three people must be the limit on what you can have somebody get out of, because he is on trial, or I think he's been convicted of those already. The bottom line is you can't sit there and set up that whole environment and then expect people to behave differently because they've always gotten out of trouble. Paul on the road. Good morning.
Prior caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit when it concerned the Jack and Jill stuff.
Yep.
We're trying to regulate human behavior out of life, and mm-hmm. we can't do that. I have a daughter that's 17 now, so her 18-year-old boyfriend or 19-year-old boyfriend, when he graduates, sorry, you can't see my daughter anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
They need to find a happy medium when it comes to that, you know, a age span of some sort, or, you know, something. And like you said, maybe even some kind of a commission that decides who, in those situations, who was someone that possibly a public nuisance, or somebody who, like I said, just a Jack and Jill situation.
Yep.
With this 18-year-old thing, well, here's the thing. Are they really adults at 18? Because my daughter will be 18 her entire senior year, mm-hmm. and I just found out I still have to sign everything for her at school and give her permission to do everything.
Unless you waive most school systems.
What are you talking about? She's an adult. They said she's in your household. She's not.
Well, and again, I don't know what school system you're referring to, Paul, but I can tell you that my son turned 18 in September of his senior year, so spent the senior year as 18, and we didn't opt to do that, but we could have signed a form that enabled him to call himself in sick and those sorts of things, that he would be able to act on his own behalf because he was of legal age. I don't know if that's I hear what you're saying. Also, I had a daughter who turned 18 a week before she left for college, and talking to an administrator about something that took place that I wasn't happy about, the administrator told me, well, you know, they're 18, they're adults, and they, you know, we need to let them make mistakes so they can grow up, because I, of course, became what they refer to as a helicopter parent. And I'm like, you know, she had a whole 9 days to prepare.
and you know, what happened here with these girls and this athlete, it almost seems like the judge, in a way, kind of was like, well, you all were drunk, you all were partying, so everybody's got blame here, mm-hmm. and just washed. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, but the thing is that he took away something quite personal by what he did. And, you know, to sit there and say, well, he's got no priors, and he's got, at some point in everybody's life, they had no priors. And right. It just depends if that changed when they were 12 or they were 16 or they were 18 or they were 40. The first, you know, and I understand what you're saying. Like I said, with these sexual lists of the sexual predator list, that sort of thing, I really agree. There's got to be some changes there. I don't disagree with that at all. But I also look at this and don't think that an 18-year-old that, yeah, they were all drunk, they were all wrong in that regard. But you have to be careful that you're not, you know, it's falls into the, well, it was how they were dressed and that sort of thing. And it's not a, you know, that's not something that I want to get into, and I don't think anybody else does either. So, I mean, it's important, I think, that perhaps that they those lists that they make, that there may be a better way to put them on or take them off.
And that kid should have got something.
Yep.
He should have got something. You know, but like I said, and I'm not agreeing with the judge. I'm just saying it seemed like it was a wash to him because mm-hmm. of the situation.
And I guess that, you know, feeling that it's a wash, and the judge may very well have felt that way. I have no idea. I can't be in his head. But boy, I'll tell you what, that old adage of two wrongs don't make a right. In this case, three drunk teenagers, and one of the three acts quite inappropriately. I guess I would separate the two incidents as being two separate things. The getting drunk part, yeah, they were all responsible. The assault portion seemed pretty one-sided. But thanks a lot for the call, Paul. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We'll take more of your phone calls in a bit. It's 9:50 on the Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.